every one of us were designed to have hearts that were happy and filled with life, overflowing with joy. That's the design of the Lord for us. Part of that is stay away from anxiety. You learn to deal with fear effectively. You deal with fear by coming into the Word of God to find out what He says. And then the good word makes the heart glad. Well, hello there. Welcome back. Glad that you could join us. Chapter 12 is a rich chapter. They all are, let's be honest. But it's a rich chapter in that it always stands out to me because of how often he talks about the fruit of our words, the impact of our speech. We've been tampering with this subject a little bit in the last few chapters, but we hit it pretty strong with a couple rich verses here. But let's start with verse 2 of chapter 12. It says, "A good man obtains favor from the Lord, a man of wicked intentions he will condemn." A good man obtains favor from the Lord. Why is this significant? I think many people fail to reach their destiny, their purpose in life, because they did not realize they needed to increase in their favor with God. Now listen, it says of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, I think it is, says he increased in favor with God and man. If Jesus, who was perfect, needed to increase in favor with God and man, then we certainly do. So many people never reach their potential or their assignment in life because they didn't realize their need for favor. Now let's make it clear. God loves us all the same, but not all of us have the same measure of favor. That's not punishment. That's the mercy of God, because favor creates opportunity, and he only wants to create opportunity in the measure that we can handle responsibly. But here's the inviting thing, is that every person's favor can increase by using what they have well. So here's what this says. A good man obtains favor, and it's contrasted with a man with evil motives, evil intentions. So what's the point? A good person is defined in this verse as a person with pure motives that wants to do right things. That person actually attracts the favor of God. So it might be worthwhile to just, in your computer or iPad or whatever, highlight the word favor and just look at every time the word favor is mentioned in Proverbs. It's a rich, rich lesson. All right, let's move on over to verse 14. It says, "A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands will be rendered to him." A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. I don't know if you've ever thought about that. I've pondered, meditated on that verse before, that a person will be satisfied with good. It's describing like eating a meal. It's describing like at the end of a wonderful meal, you're so thankful and satisfied and appreciated from what you just had. Here he's saying that satisfaction can come by the words that come out of your mouth. That you actually, your speech determines what you're going to be eating. Your speech, what you and I say to one another, what we say to that person who looks like they're not doing well in life, but we have that moment to speak to them, those words determine our meal. They determine what we're going to be feeding on. And oftentimes, we miss the opportunity, or we speak incorrectly towards a person, just to vent, instead of to really say what the Lord is saying to them. And when we do that, we end up with a dissatisfied soul because we're having to eat in life. We're having to eat from the table we just spread. So there's an encouragement for you. Look for the people that need words of strength and encouragement and speak that to them. Move on down to verse 17. "He who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There's one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health." There's an interesting phrase. The tongue of the wise promotes health. Now, this I don't get this yet. All I know is that month after month, I go through the book of Proverbs, and it always stands out to me how often speech affects health. Speech affects health. We should get it. It says life and death is in the power of the tongue. How often we have said, oh, I'm so dumb. Why did I do that? We say things, our body doesn't recognize when we're joking. Our body doesn't recognize when we are just trying to be light, random. There's life and death in the power of the tongue, and the tongue promotes health. And that's the word of God. And elsewhere, it talks about that the life actually flows from our speech. And so I want to encourage you here, the tongue of the wise. So it's words of wisdom promotes health. My goodness, every family, members of a family, determined to speak words of wisdom in that household actually increases the level of health experienced in that family, in that business, in that church. Move on down to verse 24. I like whenever I see the word diligence, because there's that extra effort involved. It says the hand of the diligent will rule. That's true. Those who put in the extra effort are always the ones that are promoted. And then we're going to get down to verse 25, a scary verse to me. It says, anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression. So many people, so many believers are just struggling, you know, painfully with depression, with discouragement constantly. I used to be a big battle for me all the time. I'd always compare myself and never came up good. And anxiety is what weighs the heart down and gives way to depression. So here it is. Anxiety in the heart causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. Sometimes that good word is spoken by us to ourselves. You know, the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. So what does that mean? So in this moment where I feel weak, I'm declaring over myself, I'm strong. I am strong. Sometimes that good word that we need to hear actually needs to come out of our own mouth. And I want to encourage you, anxiety in the heart causes depression. A good word makes it glad. Every one of us were designed to have hearts that were happy and filled with life, overflowing with joy. That's the design of the Lord for us. Part of that is stay away from anxiety. Learn to deal with fear effectively. You deal with fear by coming into the Word of God to find out what He says. And then the good word makes the heart glad. I bless you with that. I pray that that would be your portion, your experience in this coming week. We're going to keep talking about the mouth in chapter 13. Join us. Hey, this is Bill Johnson from Bethel Church here, Redding, California. About a year or so ago, my oldest son, Eric, strongly encouraged me to do some sort of a video series, and specifically we had thought about the subject of wisdom and making that presentable to the broader audience, the body of Christ. It's one of the mandates I feel like the Lord has on the body of Christ right now, and that is to learn to grow in wisdom, because it really is the way there's longevity in the move of God, and it's the way we have great, great impact on culture itself. And my prayer is that together we could really grow in supernatural wisdom so that we really become problem solvers. We become people that are salt and light perfectly into culture, into society, to bring about the changes that Jesus has in His heart. So that's my cry for you. That's my cry for me. Bless you as you join us in this series.